Joining us live from Washington, this is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The cash-strapped government steps up efforts to tax the informal sector as it tries to inject cash into the fiscus.
That is very important. Dan has actually shown that existing formal sector businesses don't have a greater scope and potential for creating, for example, new jobs and actually new opportunities.
The outreach program by the Information and Media Panel of Inquiry continues for the second day running, with participants giving their views on the country's media.
We do not want to preempt our reports, but they're saying lots of things. They're saying lots of things about the radio, about Studio 7 too. But we do not want to tell you at this stage, because we will create problems if we start to tell media outlets.
And the purge of MDCT members are suspected to be aligned with the so-called renewal team moves to Bulawayo.
The cash-strapped government has stepped up efforts to tax the informal sector as it tries to inject cash into the fiscus. The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority's Commissioner General Geshe Mpasi says his agency has already engaged the Ministries of Indigenization and Local Government to implement the proposal. Speaking at the National Business Council of Zimbabwe, Mpasi said the government will regularize the informal sector so the national fiscus can also benefit. The government estimates that at least $7 billion is currently circulating in the informal sector. A 2012 study by Finscope said about 5.7 million people are working in the informal sector. The World Bank, the SMEs Ministry, and the Zimbabwe Multi-Donor Trust Fund all worked together in the Finscope research.
The study revealed that 46% of the adult population, that is 18 years and older, in Zimbabwe are in the informal sector. Mashonaland East Province has the highest proportion of the informal sector. A report by the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries says most companies are currently operating at under 40% of their capacity. Foreign direct investment has also dried up, resulting in many people turning to the informal sector as companies downsize. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti has previously criticized the government for focusing too much on the informal sector without working to revive collapsing companies. Resource Exploitation Watch economist Washington Mehlo Makulu tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the move to tax the informal sector is long overdue.
Well, SMEs, like any other citizen, whether corporate or individually, use government services, and obviously, as citizens of this country, they are supposed to contribute towards the national fiscus. You note that SMEs have largely been left out of the tax net because of the way that we collect taxes in Zimbabwe. So the decision by government, or the announcement by the revenue authorities that they are going to be following up on SMEs is overdue and is also welcome, given obviously the limited fiscal space within which government is operating in terms of a diminishing revenue base. And obviously the revenue authorities needed to come up with other measures to increase government revenue collection. And SMEs are obviously where the main players, economic agents within the economy that had been left out in terms of the tax net. So this is obviously welcome, and we hope that they will come up with measures that are effective enough in terms of revenue collection.
But is this going to be easy to implement?
It is difficult, and I have no illusions in terms of the collection mechanism, because largely SMEs in Zimbabwe, especially if you look at the small enterprises, maybe with the medium enterprises, they tend to be more formalized. But most of the small enterprises are not registered. Some of them do not operate from fixed addresses, and most of the transactions, especially with what we now call the macro enterprises, is that normally they happen outside the banking system, where mostly these are cash transactions and that they are not receipted. So there is no record of the transactions. So that is the biggest challenge that ZIMRA faces.
Resource Exploitation Watch economist Washington Mehlo Makulu speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu in Harare. Blessing also reached Labour and Economic Development Chief Economist Prosper Chitambara, who says government must invest in the sector first before seeking taxes.
I think what is important is for government, number one, to provide supportive regulatory framework and also a supportive infrastructure environment that can ensure that the MSMEs can actually thrive. Because they actually represent great potential in terms of contributing to the fiscal. When you consider that about 90% of our labor force is now employed within the SMEs, and also a survey that was done by Finscope in 2012 actually revealed that the MSMEs actually are unbanked and close to about 7 something billion is actually circulating within this sector. So I think there's potential of mopping some of those resources and leveraging them to pay development in the economy.
How about those who are arguing that the government must concentrate on reviving the formal sector instead of targeting this informal sector, which is a jungle?
Yeah, I think it there's also merit in that, but studies that have also been done have actually shown that existing formal sector businesses don't have a greater scope and potential for creating, for example, new jobs and actually new opportunities. Well, once you address, for example, some of the issues to do with the competitiveness of the economy, you are also addressing issues that affect both the formal and the non-formal.
Labour and Economic Development Chief Economist Prosper Chitambara speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.